T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress and the President strike a budget deal. We've got the story.
A Wichita police officer is recovering following a serious crash in downtown Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Police say a Wichita restaurant owner was killed during a robbery. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Good morning. An area of high pressure camped out across Kansas is going to give us incredible weather for this time in July. What can we expect? Our full forecast is coming up.
KNSS breaking news. Brexit hardliner Boris Johnson won the contest to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party and will become the country's next prime minister, tasked with fulfilling his promise to lead the UK out of the European Union. Johnson resoundingly defeated rival Jeremy Hunt, winning two-thirds of the votes and a ballot of about 160,000 Conservative members. He will be installed as prime minister in a formal handover from Theresa May Wednesday. White House and bipartisan congressional leaders are reaching what they're calling a compromise budget deal.
The deal covers roughly $3 trillion in spending over 2 years and would suspend the debt ceiling until July 2021. It also raises spending by nearly $320 billion over current levels, and it forgoes the steep spending cuts initially sought by the Trump administration. Some fiscal conservatives aren't thrilled, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson telling Fox's Shannon Bream.
They just either increase the debt ceiling or suspend it without putting forward any structural reforms.
Still, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in a joint statement say, quote, with this agreement, we can avoid the damage of sequestration and continue to advance progress for the people. In Washington, Sean Lantel, Fox News.
A Wichita police officer is recovering after a crash caused his vehicle to flip multiple times.
It happened around 7 Monday night near Central and Main. The officer driving west on Central was responding to an emergency call when a red Impala traveling south on Main ran a red light. Police Lieutenant Lenny Rose says that car struck a Dodge Charger, which was pushed into the police vehicle, causing the officer to roll 4 times.
Oh, we're very thankful that the officer is okay. I'm very glad that all the safety mechanisms were in place. He was wearing a seatbelt. All the airbags went off. All the safety protection that's provided in every vehicle that's out there on a roadway did its job.
No one in any of the vehicles suffered serious injuries. Per standard policy, the Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating the crash. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police are looking for a suspect or suspects in Wichita's latest homicide case. The owner of Neighbor's Restaurant was shot and killed on the driveway of his home in northwest Wichita near 25th and Amadon. Investigators believe 55-year-old Chuck Giles left the restaurant near 21st and Amadon, stopped at a grocery store, and then went home. Police Captain Brent Allred says after 10 p.m. Friday, officers were called to the 2100 block of West Columbine, where the victim had been shot multiple times and killed.
We don't believe this was a random incident. We believe that it was a targeted event. We believe that it was based on Mr. Giles having the money and a robbery as a motive.
This is Wichita's 15th criminal homicide case of the year.
A man says he was shot on a front porch in East Wichita. Officer Paul Cruz says police were dispatched after midnight yesterday to the 5200 block of East Pine near Central and Edgemore.
They did locate a 43-year-old male who had been shot multiple times. He was transported to a local hospital where he remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. This is not believed to be a random incident. The 43-year-old male reported that he was sitting outside on his porch when he was shot by unknown suspects who approached on foot.
There were 4 other people in the house at the time, including a woman, a man, and a pair of teenage girls. They were not harmed.
Iranian intelligence is saying it dismantled a CIA spy ring. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
The way Iran tells it, their crack intelligence team disrupted a CIA spy ring where at least 17 Iranians were working for the U.S. government. Apparently, these alleged spies have been rounded up over the past year, and some have now been sentenced to death. Middle East experts say it's extraordinarily unusual that when Iran broke the news during a press conference, the top authority was only identified as Iran's director of the counter-espionage department. There was no name or anything else. The officials said only that the spies were involved in sensitive nuclear, military, and cyber sectors. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo noted that Iran has a history of lying, and President Trump called it a false story.
Iran denies the U.S. shot down one of its drones, saying it shot down one of America's drones.
Long-term funding for the 9/11 Victims Fund is expected to pass the Senate today.
Firefighters, police, and other first responders have made trip after trip here, pushing lawmakers to sign off on permanent funding for a 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
We're confident when the bill goes on the floor for a straight up and down vote, Senator Lee and Senator Paul are going to lose.
First responder John Field has led that charge of advocacy. Republican Senators Rand Paul and Mike Lee are each pushing amendments designed to offset the price tag for the legislation. More than 70 senators are sponsoring the 9/11 bill already approved overwhelmingly in the House. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals making a trip to a place they don't go very often. Talk about that coming up in sports.
Wichita City Council talking about next year's budget. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will begin discussing next year's budget. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
This will first step in letting the community hear it, and then we will, you know, let the community weigh in multiple times before we approve it in August.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. There's a new study about taking aspirin to prevent a heart attack.
We've all heard the commercials.
Aspirin regimen can help prevent another heart attack.
Doctors still recommend a daily low-dose aspirin to prevent a second heart attack or stroke. That had been recommended for otherwise healthy older adults. Not anymore. New guidelines say if you don't yet have heart disease, you shouldn't be downing a daily aspirin, regardless of your age. A new Harvard study finding millions of us failing to follow this advice.
Talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
Taking a daily aspirin can increase the risk of developing a bleeding stroke or a stomach ulcer, especially if you drink alcohol. Doctors say they're more than happy to discuss the pros and cons. If only we'd ask. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
Cold fries led to gunfire in Georgia.
It was the night the fries went cold in Georgia. Garden City, Georgia cops say a woman was angry her fries were cold at a McDonald's restaurant. Instead of calmly requesting some hot fries, she decided to run into the kitchen, gun in hand, and fire a round into the floor. Workers dialed 911 and gave police a description of the car she drove off in. And she was stopped and arrested a short time later. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
So far this morning, we've got a couple of places in traffic where the traffic volumes are really picking up out there, right around that North Junction, also on East Kellogg by near Kellogg and Rock Road. Just seen some pretty heavy patches of traffic there. Not seeing them slowing down yet, though, so... Things still looking fairly good on that score. The low end of the gasoline prices we're seeing this morning, $2.45 a gallon. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, Steve. I got to ask you. I know it's only been, you know, day one of our relatively cooler temperatures out there, but how are you liking the weather so far?
It's been really nice here for the... For the start of the week. Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, and you're welcome. I'll go ahead and take the credit for that. Thank you very much.
What?
But we're going to continue to see these conditions kind of really just prevail throughout at least the next few days. It's going to be a little while before we see those 90s make a return. But either way, even temperatures in the 90s, that's still pretty normal for this time of year. You know, it is late July after all, but I'm sure some people... even myself, needing to, believe it or not, grab a light jacket this morning just because it is pretty cool out there. Temperatures for a lot of us in the 50s right now, even 60s, but we are going to make that jump right back into the 80s once we get into the afternoon. No issues with our sky conditions. Mostly sunny skies all day long, 86 degrees. Normal high for Wichita, 93. So we're going to be well below the norm today with northeast winds at 5 to 15. It's going to be that northerly flow that also takes a lot of that humidity out of the air as well. I'm sure you may have noticed that the air definitely not really feeling heavy at all, not really a whole lot of moisture content in the air. And we'll just continue that trend tonight as well as tomorrow. Mostly clear skies after dark, dipping back down into the 50s, low of 59. And then a lot more sunshine tomorrow with a high of 85, southerly winds at 5 to 15. So now that our winds are starting to switch out of the south by tomorrow, that's going to generally kick off an uptick in our temperatures, upper 80s towards the latter part of the work week, and then those 90s once we get into the weekend. Right now, 62 degrees, skies pretty clear out there with a north wind at 6 miles an hour. Dew point of 55. So now that we've got those dew points in the 50s, that's why it definitely doesn't feel as humid out there. It actually feels very, very nice, even refreshing.
Well, listen, we thank you for the weather, Dan. Thank you very much. And
yeah, no problem.
In January, when it's 10 degrees below zero and 4 inches of snow on the ground, we will thank you again. How's that?
Yeah, or you can go ahead and blame me. I take the blame. I'll take either one.
Sounds,
it's fine.
Sounds to me like you don't care one way or the other.
I care, Steve. I care that much to take the blame.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, July 23rd. Chris Kraft, the founder of NASA's Mission Control, has died just 2 days after the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. He was 95. It was Kraft who made key decisions on launches as the U.S. was learning how to put a man into space. Astronaut Neil Armstrong once called him the man who was the control in Mission Control. The first manned flight started in 1961. Kraft had to decide life and death matters, such as weather conditions were safe for a launch and what to do if a problem developed. Chris Kraft, dead at the age of 95. Mission Control. Well, it has to be somebody in charge making some really, really crucial
pretty
decisions.
Cool customer, yep.
I saw something the other day that what would have happened on Apollo 11 if those guys had just gone out into space and not come back.
Something had gone wrong.
Apparently they did have the facilities to take their own lives if they wanted to. I didn't know that, and I never, you don't want to think about it. You don't even want to think about it. But golly Moses, nobody knew whether they were going to make it back.
Nope. Damn, that was uncharted territory. Yep.
They did, thank goodness. Thank God they did make it back. Love that. All right, City Council, as you heard, talking about their budget today. Again, the budget process goes, you know, most of the year they're keeping an eye on things, but they will approve the final budget in August. It's the same pattern that County Commission has and the Wichita Board of Education. They all finalize their budgets in August. And sometimes, I know that we've talked about this before and reported on this before, especially with the Board of Education, it's like sewing buttons on a custard pie sometimes. They don't know what's coming in. They don't know how much the state's going to give them. And it's always a question. But the mayor told us yesterday they're going to have a hearing in Wichita. They're going to have a surplus again for a second year in a row. And, of course, I said that we would be more than anxious, Ted and I, to receive a nice check from the city as a rebate, right?
On all the yeah, he didn't take us up on it, but you threw it out there.
I don't think there's going to be a rebate. All right. Starting yesterday, voters in Sedgwick County can vote early for their respective city council and school board primaries.
Yeah, primary election is here.
You can vote early at the Sedgwick County Election Office at 510 North Main in Wichita, the old county courthouse. That's where I usually vote early, and I'd love to go in there. It's a historic building. And then beginning August 1st, you can also vote at any satellite early vote location. And primary day is Tuesday, August 6th. And what we're going to do there in these elections is take a field of several candidates in the Wichita mayor's race, 9 candidates, and narrow it down to 2. And then we'll be able to vote in the general election for one of 2 people. So
it'll be interesting.
That's the primary. The election season is upon us, Ted. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Take a look at sports this morning now with Ted Woodward. Ted?
After an off day, the Kansas City Royals are back at it on the road, visiting a place they don't visit very often, Atlanta, Georgia. The Royals and the second-best team in the National League, the Atlanta Braves, will hook up for a very brief two-game series as the Royals make their first visit ever to Atlanta to play in the Braves' new stadium, SunTrust Park. The Royals have never played there. It opened just a couple years ago. And it's the first time the Royals are visiting Atlanta in 6 years. So you got the Royals and the Braves for a very brief two-game set. Game one of that set is at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Let's get a minor league update on former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm. He is in Double-A with the Philadelphia Phillies. He drove in a run with a sacrifice fly last night. He's got 10 runs driven in his last 10 games. On a nice pace there, the former Shocker Alec Bohm in Double-A with the Philadelphia Phillies. Happy birthday today to former Wichita State basketball player Terrell Benton from Derby. He's 39 today. 1,000-point scorer during his days at Wichita State. Terrell Benton, 39 today, celebrating a birthday. Kansas City Chiefs are starting to gear up for the season. Quarterbacks and rookies begin reporting today for training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. St. Joseph is hosting the Chiefs training camp for the 10th year now. So the Chiefs are getting ready for it. Of course, topic still on the minds of many. Chiefs Tyreek Hill of the Chiefs will not be disciplined by the National Football League. Some more comments on the Tyreek Hill situation from Brooke Pryor of the Kansas City Star.
What I was surprised was that he wasn't suspended for the "you need to be scared of me too, dumby" comment that we heard in the audio that was secretly recorded by his ex-fiance in the Dubai airport. To me, that's a violation of the league's personal conduct policy because it's an actual or threatened physical violence against another person. But the league, from what we understand, decided not to suspend him for that because they took that comment in the context of the full 11-minute audio, as well as with other audio, text messages, and interviews with both sides of Hill's family and Espinal's family. So a little surprisingly, but ultimately not too shocked that he wasn't punished for anything, really.
And, of course, speaking of the Chiefs, we will have our daily reports from Kansas City Chiefs training camp from St. Joseph with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, starting next week on Monday. And we'll be on with Mitch every weekday morning at about 8:15 for 4 weeks in a row from training camp. So starting on Monday next week, we'll start talking with Mitch every day from training camp. So make sure you're here during the 8 o'clock hour for that.
Yes.
During the next month coming up.
Very popular segment.
Yep. Sports with Steve and Ted.
Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or go online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
721 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrat presidential candidates are now criticizing Obama policies. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.